here tonight, okay, it's not going to be a smash session, all right? Don't stress too hard about it. However, you're going to be put through your paces, all right? And I look around your actual rooms here, see some key words: unity, trust, respect, okay? Some of the things that we run with as well, okay, core values, courage, initiative, and teamwork we have within the Army. So, once again, thanks very much for your time. I'll pass it over to Shane, and good luck. You've got 30 seconds to be outside. I'll see you out there.
During the late 1950s, Hawthorne became tough after John Kennedy put them through some intense military-style training, otherwise known as Kennedy's Commandos. On a fairly wet and cold night, I'm standing on the ground at the Robin Bay Football Club, watching the guys train, and they're getting a little taste of military training for themselves, because tonight they've got a physical defence trainer here to put them through their paces.
I'm Lindsay Romeo, I'm the captain of Rumbar Football Club Seniors.
Well, just describe to me what's happening behind us here.
They're doing a bit of a team bonding skill. I think it's all in partners. They're just doing a bit of resistance work against each other. It's just a more core building and a bit of fun, I suppose, but it's really good for your mateship and all that stuff. Yeah, it's pretty good so far. It's been really good. The boys are having a bit of a laugh, and they're still getting a bit of work out of it, I suppose. A bit of running, a bit of mainly core work, where all your strength's from, especially for your football. It's main spot is your core, so yeah, they're getting a bit of work out of everything. It's pretty good.
And how have you found the coach tonight, the defence coach?
Yeah, he's really good. Like I said, he has a bit of fun, but yeah, he's pretty hard on everyone, making sure they go for their paces pretty hard and keep them on top of them. And yeah, no, he's really good so far. It's been good.
25 seconds. Hurry up. 20 seconds. Have you been surprised at how good he is? Like how sort of physically fit he is too?
Yeah, well, he just said he's 42 years old and he's throwing a few of our young blokes around pretty well. So yeah, he's only not the tallest bloke, but he's got some good strength. So yeah, pretty surprised.
Yep, it's our son Shane Duncan.
So how did you find the voice tonight?
Well, it's been a miserable night and we've had a lot of rain and the service isn't the ideal for the type of training we're doing tonight, but they did a hard working session, keeping in mind how they've got a game on Saturday, so we didn't go extremely to the end of, you know, beast them to the end. Yeah, left a little bit, and they're doing a bit of ball skills now, so they're in the rain, it's coming down again, so it's perfect, perfect.
Up to military standard, do you think?
Oh, that's where we're getting them from. We're hoping to recruit from this area, so this is the target. So yeah, these guys are at a level where they'd probably cope with those type of skills. There's a fair age difference in there.
You're working with some, you know, with a football team tonight, obviously. So there's some, you know, quite fit guys in there. What else can you expect to get out of those guys?
The military looks at the teamwork aspect. So these guys are part of a team. They're part of a community, and within the community, they're probably giving back along those lines. So that's what we want to see from guys that come into the Army, that they have that team ethos, they have that community spirit. And they, you know, look, if they're looking for some adventure or some type of different life outside this area, in country, you know, extreme country Victoria, then there's opportunities with the Army, Navy, and Air Force if they're looking to go down that path.
Late 1950s, John Kennedy put the Hawks through intense military training to toughen them up, basically. How do you think that sort of training helps an AFL player?
Well, it's good in their team building point of view from the start of the season. It's probably something you want to have a couple of weeks out doing. It's not something, or at least the weekend of it. 3 days would be ideal for a team building, bonding type activity pre-season, where all the team comes together and does that.
What's the point where physical training can override skill in terms of sport?
Well, that's the coach's dilemma. He's got to get it right. He's got to get that balance correct. He's got to have them fit for what task and what role they're going to play. It's the skill acquisition and the selection of the baller, and the aspect where they wanted to play on the field or where they need to rotate him is important. So that's the coach's balancing game every time he puts a player on the field.
Darren Atkinson, co-coach of Robinbar Footy Club.
Darren, you've just finished a bit of ball work at the end of tonight's training session with the trainer. How did you find it tonight?
Yeah, it was good. It was certainly something different. A lot of work, leg work and push-ups and that sort of stuff. Just a little bit different to probably the way we've normally done them. So, yeah, it gives us ideas for the future, I suppose, into just changing things up a little bit. Yeah, it was good.
So there are things that you think you might take out of tonight and put it into your regular training?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, especially pre-season and that sort of thing. And Tuesday nights and that, it's probably more designed around that time of the week and that time of the year. So, yeah.
Were you surprised at the fitness level of the trainer tonight?
Yeah, I think he said he's 42, and every time we got someone out there, he sort of put that on him, and he sort of beat most of our blokes in all the exercises that he was showing what we had to do next. So, yeah, for sure.